What is the children of Esav and Ishmael did not want to receive the Torah in the work? It is written in the Zohar. When the Creator wanted to give the Torah to Israel, He went and invited the children of Esav, and they did not accept it. As it is written, the Lord came from Sinai and dawned on them from Seir, meaning that they did not want to receive it. He went to the children of Ishmael, and they did not want to receive it. As it is written, appeared from Mount Paran. Since they did not want, he returned to Israel. It is said in the Zohar, Rabbi Shimon said to him, this question is settled. The Lord came from Sinai, and from Sinai He came and was revealed to them. And dawned on them from Seir, means that from what the dwellers of Seir said that they did not want to receive, from this it shone for Israel, and added to them much light and love. Likewise, He appeared and shone to Israel from Mount Paran, from what the dwellers of Paran said that they did not want to receive. From this, extra love and illumination were added to Israel, as it should be. We should understand why it says that because the children of Esav and Ishmael declined to receive the Torah, it added extra love and illumination to Israel. It seems as though no one wanted to receive the Torah, and only Israel saved the day, and this is why He shone on Israel and added more light to them. It seems that otherwise the additional love and illumination would be missing from Israel. In the corporeal world, we can say that sometimes a person wants to give to someone something nice, but there is no one who wants to receive. And this pains the person. Therefore, someone feels sorry for him and accepts it. And then the person loves the person who did him a favor by accepting that thing. But how can such a thing be said with regard to the Creator, that the extra love and illumination that the Creator gives to Israel is because the children of Esav and Ishmael did not want to receive the Torah, while Israel did receive it? It follows that the creatures must perform actions and seek ways to find in themselves a lack, which is that they want all their actions to be for the sake of the Creator, but they cannot. So the creatures see and feel this lack of a desire to bestow, which they cannot obtain by themselves. However, in order for it to be clear that they cannot obtain the desire to bestow, the creatures must first exert on their own. Otherwise, how will they know that they cannot obtain that lack by themselves? However, we should ask, who needs this awareness that man is incapable of obtaining the desire to bestow by himself? The answer is that man himself needs this awareness. Otherwise, he will not ask the Creator to help him, since he will think that he has time to do everything in order to bestow, since it is within his power to do everything in order to bestow whenever he wants. For this reason, man must first work by himself to obtain the desire to bestow. And only then can he make an earnest, heartfelt prayer, meaning have a real need for the salvation of the Creator, that he will give him this desire to do everything for the sake of the Creator. However, how can one obtain that lack? We are told that observing the mitzvot of the Torah, this can bring one this awareness that he must obtain the desire to bestow. That is, by observing Torah and mitzvot. When a person aims, by observing the Torah and mitzvot, to come closer to the Creator, meaning to achieve dvekut, adhesion, called equivalence of form, this can bring him to feel the lack of the desire to bestow. It is written, happy are those who treasure. Demands in return for observing Torah and mitzvot. It follows that man's work is to obtain a lack and a need that the Creator will give him a desire to bestow instead of the desire to receive that he has given him upon creation. For by this, he will be rewarded with dvekut with the Creator. Hence, although he asks for a different desire than the one that the Creator gave him, the Creator wants this. Baal HaSulam said about this, that the Creator said, my sons defeated me, in that they want a different desire than the one that the Creator gave them, meaning that they demand of the Creator to give them a different desire from the one He originally gave them. Of the aim to bestow. It follows that we should ask, according to the above, when a person begins to ask the Creator to give him the desire to bestow, meaning to be able to do all his deeds for the sake of the Creator, why does the Creator not give him the desire to bestow as the person demands and asks? In the order of the work, we see that when a person wants to walk on the path toward obtaining the desire to bestow, he sees that he is going backwards instead of forward. That is, the evil appears in him more intensely than it was disclosed in him while he was working in order to receive reward. The thing is that we must know that the desire to bestow is only the correction of creation and not the purpose of creation. For the purpose of creation is that his desire is to do good to his creations, meaning for the creatures to receive delight and pleasure. Hence, if he gave them what they want right away, meaning the desire to bestow, they would be satisfied with the work in that they are bestowing upon the Creator and have dvikut, adhesion, with the Creator. So what else do they need? For themselves, they need nothing, which is called desiring mercy. And they have no need to receive anything from the Creator. So the matter of the purpose of creation, which is his desire to give them, would remain untouched. This means that this is the purpose of creation, that a person must achieve his completion and be rewarded with the Torah in the manner of the names of the Creator. It is not enough that he wants to bestow upon the Creator, although this is a great thing. It is not the goal. Rather, man must achieve 620 times the amount that his soul had before it clothed in the body. However, if he were to receive the desire to bestow immediately after a few prayers and litanies, he would have had no need to obtain the goal for which he was created. This is the reason why a person does not receive the desire to bestow, and moreover, sees that he is receiving an even more excessive desire to receive than he had before he began to the work on bestowal. However, we should understand why, after a person makes efforts to come closer to the Creator, which means equivalence of form, called dvikut, as it is written, and to cleave unto him, and they explained, cleave unto his attributes, as he is merciful, so you are merciful. It was enough that a person did not receive what he asked for, meaning the desire to bestow. But why is he now getting an excessive amount of the will to receive, each time more than he had before he prayed to be given the desire to bestow? It seems as though it is a mistake from above. As though it is thought above that he is asking for a desire to receive and is therefore given a greater will to receive. But he asked for a desire to bestow. So why is he given from above a greater will to receive? The answer is that in order for him to need to receive the purpose of creation, to be rewarded with a Torah called the names of the Creator, he is given a bigger will to receive each time. That is, to the extent that he does things in order to achieve the desire to bestow, he receives from above a desire to receive. And since when he asks for help from above, since he sees that he cannot emerge from its control, What is the help? It is as it is said in the Zohar about the words, he who comes to purify is aided. He asks, how is he aided? He replies, with a holy soul. If he is rewarded more, he is given Ruach. That is, through the help he receives from above, he is rewarded with assistance until he obtains his Naran Chai. It follows that each time he sees that he is more bad and must ask for a greater help each time.
נמצא שהתשובה של הקדוש ברוך הוא הייתה שהקדוש ברוך הוא
It follows that the Creator's reply was that he would give them the need to ask for help, which is that each time he will show them more bad, so they will constantly need to ask for bigger help. By this, the light of the purpose of creation will be revealed to them. This is called this land to inherit it. It follows that they received from above the desire to bestow. When they asked for it, they would have been content and would have no need to inherit the land. But since he gave them the will to receive and not the will to bestow, they received a need for the Creator's help, by which it became certain that they would not be satisfied, but would receive the inheritance of the land.
It
follows that specifically by being in a lowly state, it caused them to receive the great lights. This explains why, when they wanted a desire to bestow, they were given a desire to receive, meaning that the will to receive grows where the lower ones should have received the desire to bestow when they asked for it. Hence, a person cannot say that he sees that his prayer is not heard above. And the evidence of this is that he is not given the desire to bestow. Instead, he must know that his prayer is being considered. And the evidence of this is that he is given an answer from above by being given what is good for him now, since now he will have a need for wholeness. According to the above, we should interpret what we asked. Why does the Zohar say, and dawned on them from Se'il? Meaning that because the dwellers of Se'il said that they did not want to receive, it illuminated to Israel and added to them much light and love. Likewise, he appeared and shone to Israel from Mount Paran, from the dwellers of Paran, saying that they did not want to receive. This added extra love and illumination to Israel, as it should be. We asked, can such a thing pertain to the Creator? Meaning that in truth, the children of Israel did not deserve to be given much light and love. Because they did not want to receive the Torah, for this reason, he gave to Israel, meaning added to them. Otherwise, he would not be able to add to Israel much light and love. When we speak of the work, we speak of one person. That is, if the children of Israel in a person and the children of Ishmael in a person did not resist the Torah. If the children of Esav in a person and the children of Ishmael in a person did not resist the Torah, but would agree to take upon themselves the desire to bestow, the quality of Israel in a person would be content and would not need the purpose of creation, as mentioned in the Creator's reply to Abraham, saying, "Know for certain that your descendants will be strangers, specifically by being enslaved under the governance of Egypt. They will have a need to ask to be given help. And through the help, it will be possible to reveal to them the purpose of creation. It follows that precisely when there is resistance in the body, when we do not want to receive the Torah, it enables the Creator to add to them much light and love."
חייבים לעבור דרך מצב שנקרא ויאנחו, נכון?
We have to go through a state of sign, right?
על מה?
Yes.
What prayers lead to this? Prayers for what?
שבן אדם מרגיש שהוא לא מסוגל.
That a person feels that he is incapable. He exists in a will to receive, and he doesn't even have the force to decide that the will to receive is evil, all the more so to leave it, to escape it. He's incapable. So what does he have left?
That's exactly the confusion, because one minute you feel like you have to ask for the vessel of bestowal, and then the next minute you feel like you have to ask for the light of the purpose of creation, so it's not clear what to focus on.
What does a person discover?
He discovers he's got no chance of exiting the ego, no chance of bestowing.
And that's the exile.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the help of emerging from
Yes, Dudy.
He writes that the will to bestow is a means, it's only a means for the goal.
Yes.
Should we aim for the desire to bestow, meaning to the purpose of creation or to the correction of creation? What should we aim, to the end or only to the means right now?
We actually need to connect them together, both the will to receive and the will to bestow. That the will to receive, the will to bestow will be the intention, and the will to receive will be in action. And then by the connection of the two, we come to a will to receive in order to bestow.
But do we first come to a desire to bestow?
First, we come to the intention to bestow.
But this is only a means.
Yes.
So this means right now is the goal before us? But what about the bigger goal? Should we aim for the final goal, the purpose of creation, or only afterwards?
Afterwards, you begin to work on the will to receive.
Should the request for the Creator's help, is it a realization in some way of the purpose of creation?
Yes, but we have to be according to what we see from our life. That we work in the form of katnut, infancy. And as much as we can, we work above the will to receive.
When a person needs the Creator, does he have a connection with the Creator?
Only when he needs it.
At the moment of needing, is it a kind of adhesion?
The purification?
When a person needs the Creator, really, is it a moment of adhesion with the Creator?
No. Still not adhesion. On the contrary, by that, they're far from each other.
Why? What is the connection between them at that moment?
That one wants something the other one doesn't. It's impossible that if one longs for connection, that the other one that doesn't long for connection cannot be close to it.
Why, if I need the Creator, I'm opposite from Him?
Opposite, yes, because you need it, you need Him, and He perhaps doesn't need you.
So what does the Creator want from me? In what way does He need me?
The Creator wants you to attain in what way you come to adhesion with Him.
What is adhesion with the Creator?
Adhesion with Him meaning that in all your thoughts and desires you become like Him.
Rav, he writes that the assistance to Israel is with the Holy Soul. What is the connection between a Holy Soul and the excessive will to receive?
The Holy Soul includes that will to receive. The soul includes all the desire created by the Creator with the intention in order to bestow. And by this, she becomes in adhesion with the Creator.
He says the people of Israel were in a land that is not theirs, enslaved under the will to receive. Don't Israel have a will to receive?
Israel has only an intention to bestow.
So why does he write that they were tormented with the Sefirot of Bina? It should have written reportedly that they were tormented with the Sefirot of Chokhmah. Why were they tortured or tormented with the Sefirot of Bina if the purpose was to receive the light of Chokhmah? What does it mean that they were tormented in the Sefirot of Bina?
They tormented them in the Sefirot of Bina, meaning showing them how they are not in Bina, that they're not Israel yet, not aimed at Bina.
What does it mean with all your heart? Is it including what we receive from friends? Or through the whole 10 to achieve connection?
Yes,
indeed, the best possible state is that we're all in the 10, each one in his 10, comes to a state where he includes all of the desires of the friends in the ten and raises them to the Creator, or that they all connect together and raise their common deficiency to the Creator. This certainly brings them to the general correction.
That the Creator gave us? How do I check it?
Didn't understand.
How do I check that I'm in the land that the Creator gave us?
That your heart is filled with a desire that you wish to attain what the Creator wants from you. And how you attain that desire, how do you realize it, fulfill it, how do you use it to reach the final eternal adhesion?
Holland.
Okay. Holland.
Good morning, dear Raf.
Morning.
What does this light, this light and love of the Creator do to us when we have, let's say, this enormous resistance in us that we don't want to receive, let's say, this Torah? So what does this extra light do?
By the will to receive, we can yearn for, let's say, part of the purpose of creation, but in fact, we attain the purpose of creation in a yearning that we produce from ourselves, out of ourselves.
So, this, will the resistance in us become even more then because of the light?
Yes, to great resistance, yes. To great resistance to bring us more matter on which we can better correct ourselves and adhere to the Creator as it's written 620 times more and so forth. Mach 4.
Рав, когда человек стремится к отдаче, ему добавляют...
When a person yearns for a bestowal, his will to receive, he's given more of it, and it's all within a person, and this is really how it feels, the process. But with respect to the friends, they can see in you as a receiver, so instead of a desire to connect, it awakens repulsion from each other. So how do I act as if I'm bestowing in a state where the Creator adds more will to receive?
One who's greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than himself. And certainly, in a society where everyone yearns for the purpose of creation, they have all kinds of desires and inclinations that are opposite to each other. And there's also a lot of stories on that, many incidents. But bit by bit, we understand that it's coming from the exaggerated will to receive, and they have to restrain it. But it's impossible without this.
So it turns out that in order to work within such a system, you have to hear Rabash.
Certainly, without a correct ten that understands the path, there's nothing you
can do.
How can a person be certain that he is on the right path toward correction?
זה שמשתדל כל הזמן לענות
It's that one tries to always answer correctly the questions, the states that the Creator sends him.
How can I know what is from the Creator and what is from the will to receive?
That too becomes revealed. On the way, everything becomes revealed. You're asking correctly, but I don't have an answer. The answer comes from a person seeking, praying. That's how it comes.
I have great fear of. I don't know how I can...
יש לי יראה גדולה, כן? זה משהו. כן, יש לי יראה גדולה.
כן. I have great fear. That's what it says from this situation.
אין בעיה. אם אתה מחזיק בחברים.
There's no problem. If you hold on to the friends, to your 10, and they hold on to you,
יכולים בזה לברר את כל המצבים.
By that, you can clarify all the various states, and everything will fall into place.
Hi for free.
Good morning, Rav, World Kli. It is written, what he is given from above now is good for him. So how will a person feel that what the Creator gives him is good for him? How does he feel that every giving from the Creator is for his own benefit?
A person should always feel that the Creator is always taking care of him by raising more and more his questions, his passions, his desires, deficiencies. And then on top of that, he corrects them in a way that he longs more and more and more towards the general connection in the 10. If I understood correctly.
He asks, how do we resist to the children of Esav and Ishmael within us? They are angels within us that don't want to bestow. Do we feed them or starve them? What do we do with them, with the Ishmael and Esav within us?
What to do on the way? Well, we have to see. As much as we can erase them, put them aside, not use them, freeze them, and so forth. There's a whole teaching to this.
רב, יש פה משהו שאומר.
Rav, he says something here, which he reiterates several times, that by observing Torah and Mitzvot, he will come to be able to demand of the Creator to give him, to make him be with all his heart to the Creator. What does it mean to demand of the Creator? What is a demand?
Well, a demand is a demand. There's a few more words, but it's when you demand that by carrying out Torah and Mitzvot, which you understand what that is, within that framework you wish to receive some answers that will help you better understand, better feel, better rise and connect and so forth.
But what kind of relation is it to the Creator to demand of Him? When we relate to the Creator, it should be something more like surrender. What does it mean to demand of Him?
No. Within our whole situation, there is our will to receive, that by working with it, we want to demand something.
Yes.
How do you demand from someone who's greater than you, who is ruling, who is strong, who is infinite? How do you demand from him?
By me fulfilling his will.
I'm doing his will anyway, no?
No, that's completely different. Meaning, I perform what he wants, but to begin with, I wish to receive a response to this, which I'm interested in.
Why do I deserve to get an answer from him?
Because that's how the Creator created it. That we can invest and work and change in the direction that he wants. But for that, we are required we require help, reward.
He leads a person, he leads the ten, he is between us. What's to demand? He does everything on us.
I do what he wishes. And still, I have to have some deficiency to receive changes from him.
Why?
Because he's the creator. He created this circumstance.
Now why be in a deficiency for him? Why demand of him? Why not simply, whatever he does is fine, I surrender before him.
We don't surrender. Surrender is with no action. But you want to use your actions to awaken his actions.
So what is the condition for creating such a demand?
The condition is that you know and feel and understand that what he did was in order to give you an opportunity to respond.
Meaning we have to understand and agree that he wants us to demand.
Yes.
So basically, we're doing his will, even though it's a demand on our part, we have to also understand that it's his desire.
Yes.
I'll try to ask differently. He writes in the article that
1139
tur every time he shows them more evil, so they can ask for a greater help. By that, the light of the purpose of creation is revealed, called, you will inherit this land. So we have to inherit the land, meaning that in that, the purpose of creation is also there.
So
what is that action that we have to reach?
We need to come to the desire to receive that will guide us truly towards the purpose of creation, to the form in which to the form in which the Creator wants to do good to His creations.
But if I want to reach that state and feel that the Creator is doing good to the created beings, so again I'm falling into a state of burdening of the will to receive that is excessive. I want it suddenly. How do I keep the purity in it?
That's through the intention. The desire to receive constantly grows. But you, by the intention, can muzzle it, can...
How do we combine these things? Why does the Kabbalist cry? That's what I'll ask. A Kabbalist sees like the farmer. He understands there's a process. So why is there anything to cry about?
He
Chikasi understands that through the outcry, through the increased desire to receive that he has to advance with and correct, that by that he comes faster to the purpose of creation.
So the cry isn't because I want it now. What's the reason the cry comes?
The cry that I want to hasten our spiritual development.
So I don't agree with the pace of development I was given. I want to speed it up.
Yes.
There's not like I don't agree with the one giving me the process.
No, the Creator enjoys it.
So that means that we need to reach a lack of patience constantly. And not everything's okay, and right?
Yes.
He writes that a person thinks he has time to do everything in order to bestow because it's in his hands, and when he wants, he'll do everything in order to bestow. So why is there this illusion of time? Because we see there isn't really time. Life is short, it ends, a person has to give the keys back at some point, it's going to happen. So why does he have an illusion that he has time to do everything in order to bestow?
We have many such illusions. So what to do?
The question is, it's against the mind, this illusion. You see, there's no time. You don't know what's going to be in another moment. So how can we, in the most important thing in our life, give such an illusion, let it work on us?
That's how it's arranged, from above. And we can't control that.
So how do we break this illusion?
You can't be above time. You can't direct the times. Rather, simply continue. Just as time controls us.
And we in society, we can break it, create a state that time is precious.
Yes, how in society we can.
How to do it in society?
Through the connection between us. It's written about that. Israel sanctify the times.
You answered the friend that without the right ten that understands the path, there's nothing he can do.
Let's say, it's correct. I said that way or not, that's not important.
I wanted to ask, what is the right ten? What depends on me to add to that understanding?
The correct ten is that all the ten friends understand that in their mutual adhesion, they're building the ten where it already has this special force to bestow to the Creator and through them to the end of correction.
How in that incorporation do we force the Creator to change me, to correct me?
Where you want to be included in them, incorporated in them, and in such a way, as fast as possible, reach the purpose of creation. As the purpose of creation is to discover in the connection of your ten, the Creator and His world. Yes, Gilad.
To continue all the questions about the cry and incorporation, can we say that once there's like a calmness, security, that's from the will to receive, but once there's an awakening in the ten, something burns, Something cries out, so that comes from the Creator. He's asking us to advance quicker.
Because
there's like a dissonance on one hand. On one hand, to receive everything, it comes from the, as if it comes from the Creator. On the other hand, keep demanding, be one step ahead.
We need to advance our deficiency. And then we're worthy of receiving.
But the nature of laziness is when something comes to speed up, you just say, no, not that, I don't want that.
Yes.
But it seems that it's a blessing, the fact that there's an awakening, it's a gift from the Creator, because otherwise we'd fall asleep and that's it.
Right.
Yes, so there's still a lot to see about this.
Look, the fact that we are in a certain dormancy most of the time, that's correct.
Yesterday there was an amazing meal. You recommended that we and the friends prepared a meal in the evening. It was very enlightening, it was strong. And today there's a morning lesson, and...
Well, that's as usual.
Why usual? There has to be more of an awakening.
No. You need to know how to hold on to that awakening.
No.
Why to get this dormancy? In the beginning of the lesson, it was...
Because I don't need efforts. And by these efforts, look how difficult they are. Where the whole body needs to be in labor and thought and all the organs and all the systems. It's not simple. Energy. We're wasting it. And the body is very worried about that.
Let him worry. We didn't come here to serve the...
Yes, so if it's so, then please, awaken the body.
Woman Turkey 7.
Selam sevgili, selam sevgili dostlar. Onlu dostun arzusunu kendi arzusu yapmalı diye duydum. Dostum benim arzumu egoistçe hissediyorsa onunla bununla nasıl çalışmalı? Teşekkürler.
Love, I heard the 10 needs to turn the friend's desire into the 10's desire. The question is if the friends feel my desire from within the ego, so how should the 10 work with this desire?
The 10 needs to feel your desire and to help with the mutual effort between them to join it to the general desire of the ten. And you build their common desire, and the Creator then operates upon that common desire.
Question from a friend. We learn that Israel, sons of Israel sighed from the work, and only then they were able to escape Egypt. Are we escaping the suffering, or if we're running towards the Creator? Are we running towards someone or from someone?
It's once this way and once that way. At first we run away from hard work. And after that we are drawn to our beloved, like I said.
If we run towards someone and the prayer determines everything, why are we scrutinizing for such a long time what we have to ask for, instead of scrutinizing who we're turning to?
It's very difficult for us to connect our prayers into one common prayer. For that, we truly need to be as one man and one heart.
We are reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, The Freedom. We're continuing in the subtitle, The Necessity to Preserve the Freedom of the Individual. Know that this is the one true possession of the individual that must not be harmed or alerted. This is because the end of all these tendencies, which are included in the source, is to materialize and assume the form of concepts when that individual grows and becomes knowledgeable. As a result of the law of evolution, which controls that chain and prompts it ever forward, as explained in the article, The Peace. Also, we learn that each and every tendency is bound to turn into a sublime and immeasurably important concept. Thus, anyone who eradicates a tendency from an individual and uproots it from him causes the loss of that sublime, wondrous concept intended to emerge at the end of the chain. For that tendency will never again emerge in any other body.
To maybe scrutinize what he's writing? He says it causes to be lost from the world, exalted, wondrous things if you harm the individual and destroy his existence. How can something even disappear from the world, and why won't it return?
Because you influence him in a way that he doesn't want to be connected to part of his desires or intentions or thoughts. To be connected to some kind of process, and then it disappears from the world, supposedly.
Why does the world lose this high knowledge and exalted matters? It'll emerge with someone else, somewhere else, no?
I don't know if it will emerge or not, but he writes that it could happen.
What does humanity lose when they harm the freedom of an individual?
By that, it kills him, destroys him, erases him.
That's him, that individual.
But that individual could be someone who brings a development, a very unique development.
Can we give an example of what it means to destroy or to annihilate a tendency of a certain individual? What does that mean? An example for that, maybe?
We'll learn that soon. It's that when you come to an individual and perform actions on him in a way that by that he neutralizes what he had before in his opinions and in attainments, in his knowledge, and that's what you cause.
It turns out that also today we're all influenced by the media, by governances, many things that develop us incorrectly.
But all in all, it's in the hands of the Creator. It's not the individual. The individual, it's a lot more dangerous, yes.
All the external changes and so what does it mean to preserve the individual freedoms and qualities?
I don't think it's speaking about people like us, because none of us has his own opinions, that he can develop them until they become in the height of the world. I don't think it's speaking about people like us, as if there are such individuals here that can rise up above humanity and determine for humanity a way they develop.
So what opinions he says that it's important to keep, and it's knowledge, there's potential for special knowledge there.
That there were such. In our times, who can you point at? I don't know. There was Bala Sulam and Rav Kook. All kinds of those. But today, I can't see anyone that we can follow, learn something from him. I don't have such thing.
So
I misunderstood this, that the freedom is to protect each and every one. So you're saying you're the freedom of the individuals to the Kabbalists, to those who are the leaders that the Creator chose to lead it.
It's actually for, upon everyone, you're right. But the fact that we, also today, we can't, how do you see humanity respecting someone and following him?
But if in the individual freedoms, we're talking about those people that the Creator sends to lead the humanity, like Bala Sulam, etc., then the Creator cares for them. There's nothing to worry about someone being able to bend them or change them or block them.
We'll live and see. We still have what to learn.
Ken.